check. This is C-double-E-S to W-A-F-F-L-E-S coming in.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, Bob. WIUG 488, go ahead.
And Jack, how's your weather down there, brother? WRZP 544.
Good morning, and it's not sunshine here. It's just, no sun at all, but still pretty open. There's light out there. That's about it. A little bit chilly. About, I'm favored 48-degree weather. Roger.
Roger that. Woke up. It was a bit chilly this morning. A few snow flurries in the morning AM there. But come tomorrow night and through to next Sunday, they're predicting snow, and snow. So she's on her way up here, Roger.
I guess so. After that cold weather, that's what happens. You're going to get a lot of snow. But how many inches, they say?
Half an inch Monday, half an inch Monday night, half an inch Tuesday, and then it's anybody's guess after that. And like I said, they're calling for snow all the way into next Saturday.
They say it here, there's no snow, little bit sunshine, and you know what,
Bob, you're going to rain a little bit again. Roger. Roger that. 40 degrees, partly sunny. Every once in a while the sun pokes its nice face out. So it is what it is. But like I say, we're ready for what Mother Nature brings us, Roger.
Oh yeah, whatever Mother Nature say, you can't do it anyhow. No matter what we say. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Bob, good to hear from you. You take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring the frequency on your final, sir.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Jack. This is Kurt, WRPB 448. I am monitoring the frequency.
Kurt, how are you doing this morning? WIUG 48.
I am doing very, very well today. You know, about yourself? I take it the weather is okay by you?
It is. I have not checked what's out there, what's the temperature out there, but it's a bright, not sunshine. You know, kind of the sun is fading out by the clouds. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds like it's probably about the same as it is over here where I'm at. And, I don't believe we're too far from each other. Over.
Oh, I don't think so. You are now, I forgot where you're at. Roger.
Right next to Mount Holly, basically. I-75 Grangehall Road.
We're not too far, no. Mount Holly's not too far from here. Maybe about 20 minutes drive, 15 minutes, something like that. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. It's been a while, but I know where Rochester Hills is, I think.
I'm between Jaquinder and John R. 23-mile road, Roger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a little ways out there. Again, it's been some time since I've been on that side of town. Over.
Yeah. Well, that's how it is. Sometimes it's snow here. It was about 3-4 days ago with snow, but we got about a 1/2 inch of snow. It was on the ground and it was on the house and all that stuff. It was staying up there, but then it melted. But now it's nothing.
And yeah, we got about a 1/2 inch the other day too.
It sounds like this year you're gonna get hit more harder on the snow than we did last year.
Oh, I don't know if I like that or not.
Like that, but what can you do? I can't do nothing about it. But then when the snow come down that early, you know, we usually get a snow around December. But November it came 1/2 inch and it stayed up. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, cold and... Because in here it's only, what, 51, 54 degrees, that's all you're going to get today.
Yeah, copy that. I got to get outside and do a couple things around the house as best as I can. Just figured I'd get on the radio, and I heard both you and Bob at the same time, and just wanted to pop in and say hi. Also, Jack, I was curious, where do you guys go for your breakfast, if you can say or not?
We go on like 12 mile and 13 in Jaquinder, Ram's Horn.
Copy that. Ram's Horn at 15 in Jaquinder.
13 mile, 1-3.
Roger that.
These days I'd like to make it out there and visit and say hello. I don't know when that's going to be though right now.
You're a little bit too far from there anyhow, so. I'm a little bit far too, but I don't mind because I'm close by Jaquinder, so I just take Jaquinder down. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Again, that's a little bit of a cruise for me. I'll plug it in the computer here in a minute to see how far it really is.
No problem. Every Saturday, about 8:30, something like that, we'll all be there. We were, I didn't go this Saturday because I had something to do at home. I went before Saturday, it was about maybe 16, 17 people out there.
Wow, that's quite a few. I didn't realize the group was that big.
Okay, because there's two clubs, Hazel Park and Yusika Club. That's why we all go there. Roger.
Oh, copy that. That makes sense.
Like I said, you got to go outside. I got to go outside. Maybe put a Christmas light out there today. Good, good to hear from you. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 88.
Thank you very much, Jack, for the info on the restaurant. And, oh boy, I don't know if it's too early yet for Christmas lights, but have yourself a good rest of your day. Maybe we'll chat later. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, clear and monitoring.
WRZT 544, copy your conversation. I just have one question, sir. How's the health coming for your surgery? Over.
Well, hello, Bob. How are you today? I'm okay, I suppose. I'm still working on getting my blood sugar down so I can go have my surgery. And other than that, it's just another day here in Groveland Township, Michigan.
Roger, Roger. Keep seeing our thoughts and prayers up this way. You're not missing a thing. Chilly morning. And just kick back, relaxing day here, Roger.
Copy that. I was curious. Hadn't heard you in a day or two. How are you doing?
Definitely on the mend there. Whatever the better half and I caught there, we're on the upward trend there. Or how you doing? Much better. Thanks for asking.
Very good. I'm very happy to hear that. That nobody likes being sick, and especially when your other half is sick. That's a bad place to be. So I'm glad you guys are on the mend. And How's your move inside with your radio equipment coming these days?
Behind the power curve there, brother. Got the antenna, got my cable. The tower's too far away from the house here to run out by the radio shack here to run cable. So I got a new antenna. Haven't plowed it in yet, and bought a new truck there, one of those aluminum Ford trucks. I had to pick up a third eye mount for the antenna there and get the radio mounted in the truck. I was supposed to go out yesterday and have it done professionally installed there, but didn't make it. Not quite ready to be that far away from a latrine, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, my neighbor down the street's got one of those Fords, too, and he ended up having to mount his antenna on a back rack. Over.
Those third eye antenna mounts for the back of the Ford truck there went on sale finally. I picked one up for under $100 rather than $300 and something. I spoke with a couple other folks up here that have that Ford truck with that situation. But for all being, I just had a clamp on trunk mount, a hood mount clamp with my antenna on it there on the old truck. And it did fine, but yeah, this will solve a lot of problems there with that third eye rack there to mount my antennas on, Roger.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It sounds like probably the best way, maybe the only way to go. I know a lot of people have a hard time with these new Ford trucks and trying to ground like their flashers or snowplow guys and all that. So presents a whole new set of problems that we never had before. Over.
I also got a real nice 11-meter rig that I hadn't had in the truck for years for that very reason. And this Wilson 1000 comes like 5,000 antenna there with a ground plane seat on it. So that'll go all up on that third eye mount there, and that'll solve both problems. And when I travel, I'll have both sets of radios available for communication. So that's a plus. But like I said, I just waited for them suckers to go on sale.
Yeah, we've got a Chevy Silverado, and my antenna on it currently is a Midland Ghost antenna, one of those 4-inch deals. It does good enough for what we need it for. It's discreet enough. Comes off the top of the truck easy enough if I need to get it through a car wash as well. So that's what we're running in our truck. Over.
Look at that, Kurt. That's the same antenna I ride on my side-by-side, and I have no problems with it whatsoever when I'm out and about in the Pigeon River or such. So all good here. Good to hear you in there. We'll go ahead and say good afternoon to you. Enjoy the rest of the day there. We've used up our nickel here. And we'll do it again, Kurt. Always a pleasure, sir. WRZT 544, clear monitoring on your final.
As always, good to speak with you, Bob. Glad to hear you guys are on the mend. You definitely sound better on the radio. I'll be monitoring the radio intermittently today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever. We'll catch you when we catch you. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, clear and monitoring.
WRM2805 mobile monitoring.
WEF or WAFFLES. All hail Joseph Biden.
WRPS 211, can I get a tone check? WRPS 211, tone check. WRCC513 radio check. Radio check, you're sounding good. And 4, thank you.
WSVP 980.
Yeah, station calling for a radio check. You're making it. You got quite a bit of static in there. A little bit tough to read you. WRVV 525.
WSAG 266, a radio check.
WIVP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir, I have you loud and clear, over.
Bob, this is WSAG 266, Doug and Carol Hey, I appreciate the comeback. I'm using a new antenna tonight. It's basically a Skyloop, and the wire is 144 foot long, and that's in a pretty much a square configuration, but it actually tunes up on GMRS frequencies.
Better keep doing what you're doing. I'm currently not in the shack. I'm in the living room on an H2 here. Crystal clear modulation on that thing, and of course, signal couldn't be any better. So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, for the report. And yeah, this thing tuned up at 1.2 to 1 on the SWR meter, but I'm just checking it, and I do not spend enough time on this network, so I don't get on here much anymore. But hey, again, thanks, and it is always good to hear you out there, and I do hear you, so keep up the good work up there in Sheboygan. This is WSAG 266, and I'll be clear.
This is WSEL 664. Just another signal report for you. You are absolutely loud and clear in Gross Fuel, Michigan. You probably have the strongest signal I've picked up on this repeater. You hear a little bit of static in the background, but that could be my radio. I'm on a cheap 5-watt AC.
Thanks for that report. Yeah, I'm on a mobile station at home. I've got that set at 5 watts, and the antenna is actually doing all the heavy lifting. And I really wanted to try it on long-range GMRS channel, if anybody's up for that. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd be able to hear them, but I don't know if they would hear me. I don't know. Just yeah, just experiment with this new antenna. Well, new for GMRS.
Yes, no, I mean, I don't blame you. It sounds like you got it tuned well because you are crystal clear and very strong.
Yeah, copy that. I'm actually using it. This is actually built it for ham radio, and I run QRP on this thing at 1 watt, and they're hearing me all over on this antenna on ham band. So this is the first chance I got to try this thing, and I'm pretty excited about it. It works. I'm pretty happy about that. Hey, appreciate the radio report.
No problem. And you know, that's what your hobby is about, playing around and trying new things. I'm a recently licensed technician myself, actually in the past month. So I've been doing GMRS for a while, and I was in radio back in my younger years for fire departments and stuff. But yeah, I wanted to get into ham, so I got my technician license, and still playing with GMRS too, but enjoy both.
Let me congratulate you. Job well done. Yeah, it's always good to get hams out there. And yeah, I got my start with GMRS, and one thing led to another, and it was just natural. So basically what I'm saying is GMRS is a gateway to ham radio, and a lot of the lessons learned with GMRS apply directly to ham radio. Back to you.
You know, I completely agree with you on that. That's the reason I started GMRS. It's like, you know, let me get a taste of radio again, see if I'm interested. And it did not take long. Within a few weeks, I was like, okay, I need to start studying for my technician license. So you're absolutely correct. It's a great gateway. And, okay, some people decide they don't want to go any further than GMRS, and that's perfectly fine as well. So, of course, back to you.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's, you know, especially when you get your tech license, you know, it's not, in my I noticed that when I got into it, it was all repeaters, and you know, that's where you want to be as a tech, and well, on GMRS and a tech.
Yeah, no doubt repeaters make it a million times better, right? Yeah, without repeaters, I think technician licenses and stuff is probably going to get a lot of traction. I've started studying for my general now. I hope to take that within the next few months. Also in the process of getting ready to move, so it may have to go on the back burner for a short period of time, but I'm definitely going to pursue it because the HF frequency, HF bands are definitely interesting. Doing some GDX, getting the long distance out, I'm definitely interested in that.
Definitely up, opens up a whole bunch of new ways to get on the radio, and believe it or not, I stole like 10 meters. That's a lot. That's still a lot of fun. I enjoy the heck out of that, especially when I can talk to Timbuktu. That's a hoot for me. And I just say I used to get on my mobile for GMRS, but my antenna that I had on there went sideways, so I'm not, they haven't replaced it, so I need to get back on there, I guess, or get a new antenna.
Yeah, 10 meter right now is hot with everything I'm reading and hearing. It's of course, that propagation period, right? I think this year and next year is supposed to be really good, and then after that, you get that 7-year cycle, if I understand it correctly, that's we'll have kind of a dead period, so I need to go ahead and get my general license. I know I can get on 10-meter with a technician as well. I think I did enjoy the expanded range for the general license as well. I need to go ahead and get my HF radio, is what I need to do, without a doubt. That would encourage me.
I think we're on the same page there. I went out and bought a bunch of radios and then said, well, what am I going to do with it? Now I got to get licensed, and it took a life of itself.
Once you get the radios, it's hard not to go ahead and get licensed at that point, right? It's challenging. You almost are driven to do it at that point. So yeah, I might need to go ahead and get my HF radio, and then I'll drive into my general. Good talking to you. I'm going to back out now. I need to run and do some errands. This is WFGL 664 out.
Thanks, 664. Appreciate the contact, and you have a happy Thanksgiving. But you're not kidding. You get the radio. You better get that license sooner or later. But yeah, that's all about it. You have a good evening and a good week coming up. This is WSAG 266, and I'll be monitoring.
WRUU 850.
What is happening? WFCX 311.
Well, I got a some obligations this weekend. I was kind of out of auto radio range, and this is I'm on my way home finally, and figured I'd stir up the electrons a little bit. So driving home after a weekend of fun with the grandkids. Your audio is a little light, and you've got a considerable amount of static into the machine, so it's making it a little tough. Add to that my road noise and a little tough copy.
I am sorry to hear that. I don't want to put you through any of that static kind of thing. I just stepped outside here just wondering. Did you have, what kind of exciting things did you do with the grandkids? Are you copying me any better now?
Yes, you're solid now, and your audio is up a little bit, so very good copy now. And no need to, I understand, so you don't want to, it's not that warm out. But, you know, they had kind of a full schedule of things to do. You know, they school on Friday, and they got home, and we did some stuff, and that was pretty much that. And on Saturday, you know, my granddaughter had a birthday party to go to, and my grandson had a soccer game, and all that. So in between all that, we got a bite to eat, and got some pizza and some other stuff, watched a movie. You know, of course, my grandson's at that age where every minute playing minute video games, so if I turn my back on him, he'll be off in the corner doing that with his buddies. So, and then today was pretty casual. We did a little, we did breakfast at one of their favorite places, and then came back, and they had a bunch of kids over. So I had a houseload of about six kids. So that was a long time since I had that, but no real plans outside of their normal schedule. I was just taking over from Mom and Dad while they were out of town.
Very nice. Sounds like you kept them entertained. It's always fun hanging out with kids. They, I think they keep us young. We do the best we can keeping us young. We've got four kids, and I just had my, three of them been moved out for years now, but my last one, we just moved him out yesterday. So, the wife and I are empty nesters, I guess they say, and I'm a little bummed out about it because my son is he's older, and as we get older, it's just fun. He's become a good friend. We've had good conversation, so I mean, it's good for him to be out on his own. But we're a little bummed out, but good for him. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah, no, I know exactly how it is. My son also was kind of a long time at home, which is pretty typical. You know, when you look at housing prices and the economy and everything like that and the job market and all, it's tough, you know. It's just not as easy as it was when we were younger, you know. So these people would say, oh, when I was your age, you know, bag it. You know, when you were my age, you could buy a house for about twice your annual income. Now, good luck with that. But anyhow, he's doing really good right now. He finally got out about a couple of years ago now. But he was older, and you're right. He had become kind of a buddy. You know, he would help me with things, yard work. He did all the yard work. He did all the grass and snow and everything like that. And then we both got into biking pretty heavily.
and both motorcycles and bicycles, and we were doing a lot of bicycling together for a few years, and yeah, it was great. It was great. He had a little bit more normal schedule back then, but yeah, he since you know, and so we're kind of empty nesters, but going on in about 2 years now, and it's weird. You know, the adjustment is figuring out how to stock the refrigerator, because boy, we used to stock it a lot differently when we had kids, even one.
That's funny you say that, because my wife was just saying that. She says, yeah, this morning I'm going over, like, my shopping list. I'm like, yeah, she's got to change all of that. Yeah, it's a whole other thing. It really bummed me out last night. You know, we moved them out yesterday. We got the whole family together. I've got four kids, so all of us got together and their friends and moved them over there to West Bloomfield. When I got home last night, just going to bed, I opened his bedroom door, and it's totally empty. I'm like, wow, it's just weird. And, yeah, of course, and then he says to me, well, remember when we were young, you know, our parents, we were all gone when we were, you know, 18 years old, 19. I said, yeah, like you say, things are different now. It's a whole different world. So if I had my way and I could afford it, I'd probably have me a little compound, and I would have a house for each one of my kids to live in. They could be however far away they care to be, but just love spending time together. And, I mean, we still will, of course, but, yeah, I was imagining, well, I'd rather have you all, I have room in the house here, you know, I have enough bedrooms. Why don't you all just move back in here and we can cut down on the rent, and we'll all be doing better. That's not happening. Wishful thinking, I guess.
I think that buying a family compound with separate abodes for all the kids is a fantasy of every man with children. I have the same one. That'd be great. That'd be great. You know, offer them autonomy and privacy without having them, you know, a long ways away. You know, having them on the property, so to speak. Yeah, that's a fantasy for I think most of us. And as far as the bills go and all that stuff, you're going to notice your bills, or all of a sudden you're going to go, holy cow, you know, was I really, you know, you're going to just be surprised at just having the last kid out, how significantly less, much less you're probably going to spend. That's what we noticed. And just one, you know, young man, you know, the water bill, the electricity, the heat, you know, well, not heat so much, but it's amazing, you know, how much my bills have gone down.
Well, that's good. I do have that to look forward to. You're right. I was just thinking, you know, laundry and such, you know, that's at least our, you know, dryer is electric. So, yeah, I can certainly see that. So that's definitely an upside to it. Yeah, that's all good. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, you just reminded me, we just finished it. Have you happened to have seen the, I got the dog barking next door. That's cool. Hello, friend. There's a program on Max, you know, HBO Max, that's called Call Me Ted, about Ted Turner. It's excellent show. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worthwhile. Good guy, did a lot of good things, and I'm thinking, like, I don't know where my brain was at. I guess I was busy working and raising a family back in, you know, late 70s, 80s, 90s to pay attention to such guys. But, yeah, did some great things and still hanging in there. But if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a 6-part series, I think, sort of an autobiography thing.
Yeah, you know, I did. That did hit my radar. I didn't have any plans to check it out in the near field, but I think I'll put that up there on my list to see. You're the first one that's recommended it, and you know, I don't, nobody else has watched it. So, but it's something that I think I'll enjoy. So it's been kind of like in the back of my mind, but I'll move that up a notch and take a look at it. So I'm guessing with it being Turner, it's gonna be kind of a more sophisticated comedy. I did like the kind of comedy he was generally, you know, involved with. So it should, I would imagine it would carry over into his, you know, semi-autobiographical or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, he was a funny guy, but just I didn't realize the impact he had on the world back then, you know, visiting Russia, visiting Cuba with his environmental, you know, interest. And I think as of now, him and his organization, they have something like 2 million square acres of land out west in the mountains and all. And being an environmentalist and all, I think he might be up to 55,000 head of bison. So yeah, he's made some big changes in the world. So yeah, it's cool. Check it out if you can.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. Is it a serious biography series or? Or does he try to make it somewhat humorous? I mean, being as he spent a life, you know, his television life was involved with so many great comedies, you would think that he'd have some comedy in this. But I'm guessing it's probably comedy mixed with, you know, real biography, right? How would you describe it?
Oh, yeah, I would say I definitely wouldn't put it under on a category of comedy. It's quite serious. It's very real life. It's serious. There's some very important people in it that discuss him and his life and his impact, the things he's done. So, no, it's a legit autobiography, I would say. I think it's done just, I felt it was done really, really well, that I almost feel like I want to watch it again. He just did some great, he had his challenges, you know, he had his flaws, like, I don't know, I think we all do, but he did some great things because he was a crazy bastard. He didn't care. And, it wasn't so much about the money for him. It was just doing what he felt was right and he pushed forward. So, yeah, I wouldn't call it a comedy. Absolutely.
All right, well, that was a guess on my part, and I'll enjoy it just the same. So, okay, cool. Well, my daughter warned me. She said this restaurant I'm going to, I haven't seen my wife since Thursday night I left to go stay with the kids. So I'm running back home, and I decided to stop at one of her two favorite restaurants and bring her some food home. And my daughter warned me. She says, you better call them in advance. I didn't. And boy, was she right.
Oh, there you go. You get what you deserve, eh? Okay, it sounds good. I'll let you go. Sean, good chatting with you. Tom over here at WSBS 311.
All right, Tom, take care, and good hearing you. We'll be back in here in a bit. I'm going in here to get a carry out. And I don't know how long it's going to be, but there is a lot of people here. Why don't I listen? WRUU 850.
Okay, good luck. Talk to you later. WSBS 311.
WSBQ 996, Mile the Twin Best Week on 3.
WSGY 30. This is Shepherd, Michigan. Today is Delta Alpha November.
Alright, Jack, let's go over there and
WSDY 438 there. Yeah, if you could put your call letters out there again, Corey, I didn't get them. I know it's W, but that's about all. Your name's Corey.
Hey, good to hear you anyhow. And good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48. WSDI 847 WIUG 48 copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG 48, clear.
Hey, Jack, you know what frequency that guy was using from Isabella County? It's WRFX 966.
He's there in Isabella County. He's using a Flint repeater. Roger.
I doubt that, Jack. I think he was saying he was on the Farrington repeater. Not part of our system. But I talked to Randall down by Ypsilanti Township one afternoon from my front deck up there. In the case of what it is, the Farrington repeater is...
It's on 550. Randall, he talks on 625 and the 600. So if you want to reach him, he got both on, scanning. 625 and the 600. He can talk to him. And he heard me, but I cannot talk to him back. And that guy is on 725, front repeater. You're not coming clear. I don't know why. You must be on the handheld with 2 watts. You gotta get it up there to 5 watts.
Talked on and teed up about 3-4 minutes ago, back when he was talking. That's why I'm thinking he might have been on very good receiving probably here.
Corey, that's real interesting. It's very good repeater there versus the rest of them. We all are clear to each other, but they're even hard getting back to us.
Double. It was 2 stations at the same time.
here watching football this time. So, check, check. WS-2438.
Are you still out there, Brian? 966?
Go ahead, Jack.
You sounded better. I don't know what you did, but you sounded a lot better. Very clear, too. Roger? I don't know, is there any spare of this station out that way? You still there, Brian?
Yes, sir, I'm still here, Jack.
Now, how you doing today? Oh, Brian, is that you or somebody else out there? It's not coming clear. Whoever is out there. Roger?
All right, how about now? Is this any better?
That's a lot better. I don't know what you're doing. You're moving... moving around, or are you on a walkie-talkie?
I just switched from 625 to 675. Roger.
Well, you were there on 675. Then do that good on 625. I don't know why, but it's not doing good. Roger.
Because I'm in the restaurant at 10 in Gratiot, and 675 is just up the road a little bit, almost straight line.
You're doing good. Anyhow, what else is happening?
Breakfast Saturday morning?
Oh, I skipped it. I couldn't go. I got so much to do out that way. Unbelievable. So much work at home. And you know how it is. You got to put in Christmas lights and Christmas trees and this and this and that. Clean up over here. Go over here. Go get a grocery. And it's a lot of work.
Well, I didn't make it to the breakfast, but I heard it was at Cozy Cabin, and it's going to be a Cozy Cabin from now on.
I didn't hear that one. I don't know what they said. I heard it on the, what is that? On the Hazel Park, where they were ready to open up. That's what I heard last Sunday. And you know what, tonight, too, probably they're going to say it.
Well, I was just wondering what it was like inside and whatnot. I'm not going to make it next weekend because I will be up north with my family for Thanksgiving weekend.
And I'm not going to make it either next weekend anyway. They're going to be too busy going over the sister's house and brother's house and all that stuff. I won't be able to make it next week either. Roger?
Okay, well, my food's getting ready to arrive, so
You can sign off so I can stuff my face. How's that sound?
Go ahead. Have a good evening. Have a good food. WIUG for you is clear.
WRFX 966, clear.
WRS out of 458 or 548. Corey, how is my you over there? Am I all chopped up?
I don't know. You know, sometimes you're sounding good and sometimes you fade out. And this is WIUG 48.
I didn't do anything with Manica. I just wondered how I'm coming into you. We're southeast of Shepherd, down in the southeast corner of Isabella County. So we're about as far away from that in Isabella County from that region there.
Yeah, you're cutting off anyhow, but you talk, you get cut off. Whatever you're saying. Roger. WSDI 847 out of Cleveland.
This is WIUG, Brady. Roger. I guess one more time. WSDI 847. WIUG, Brady. Copy. WIUG, Blade 8, clear.
Radio check. 1, 2, 3.
We hear you in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Shepherd, really. Right.
WSBY, 676 to 690. WSBR 676 to 690. WSBR 676 standing by. WRVV 690. I got you. Copy that. WSBY 676. Stand by.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Open, so with the spouse open, there's no PL.
Whiskey San Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Good evening, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob.
Hello, Sheboygan County Bob. How you doing tonight? It's been a minute. How you been?
Systems go here, living the dream. How about yourself, Owen?
Well, I have pretty good dreams. The nightmares start when I wake up on my way to work, but, you know, whoa! Oops, almost hit a deer. Oops.
Well, good luck with the nightmares, and be safe, whatever you're doing, Roger.
Down here, I think I have a better time hunting deer with the car than I would with a rifle.
Very much the same here. Just as many of them out and about on the roads and fields and crossing the roads and trails and everything else, yeah. There's plenty of them thick up here as well, brother.
Yeah, I swear this one just came out in front of me. I must have just missed it by literally, I don't think, more than 3 inches.
There, done that and got the t-shirt. I'm glad you dodged the bullet there, brother.
Yeah, I can't really be affording a new car right now. How's this radio sounding? I'm using a different radio. I'm actually on a Motorola portable right now. I'm just kind of curious how it sounds.
Keep in mind, I'm in the living room. I'm not in the shack. I'm in HT. You're loud and clear. Modulation. Very little popcorn in the background.
Awesome, I like to hear that. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of static on this side, but it's definitely from the radio here. For some reason, this vehicle seems to put out a lot of electrical noise, so no matter what I use in here, in terms of portables, it's going to make some noise. But as always, you're sounding good.
Roger that. Appreciate the transmission report there. Off subject, dodging deer is another reason I got me a dash camera there. Just for that reason, Roger. I didn't hit the deer. The deer hit me.
Yeah, Roger that. And I just switched over to the mobile here. Put the portable down because it weighs 1,000 pounds. But it'll be nice to have that at work tonight. Yeah, you know, deer hits me hit deer, whatever. End result is the same.
Like yourself, I've got other things to do with my safe pennies and repair my truck. So we'll let you tend to it there. You drive safe. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Always a pleasure. WRCP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Alrighty there, Bob. It was a pleasure chatting with you again. We don't get to do it often, but we certainly enjoy it when we do. You have a wonderful evening there yourself. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, and we're actually going to be off the air here in just a moment, so if anyone else monitoring, have a good evening as well.
Check, check. All good copy. Out here.